Thank you very much. Good evening, everyone. This is the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee meeting of Tuesday, December 9th, 2014. My name is Brian Edwards-Tiekert. I am the chair of the committee, and I'll ask our secretary, R. Paul Martin, to please call the roll.
Okay. Jim Boyd.
Here.
Lydia Brazan. Adriana Kasanov. Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
Here.
Marcus Jenner. R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman.
Present.
Michael Novick.
Present.
Manager Saba. Raul Salvador.
Present.
Barbara Wipperman.
Here.
We have seven. That's quorum.
Okay. I sent out a proposed agenda and a call for agenda items. I don't believe I got any agenda items back, aside from the proposals I sent out. In any case,
I think our poll did. Yeah.
I have something, but we can leave that for new business, I suppose.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're comfortable with that, we'll put it under new business for the benefits of those listening to the stream. Our agenda is agenda approval, minutes approval, budget follow-up, and I had highlighted PRA and KPFK, although any other stations would be in order at that time, and finally, new business. Anyone wish to propose any changes to this agenda?
This is Barbara with a sort of update note.
Well, we can put an update on the agenda. Agenda setting is not a good place for an update.
We have nearly got a statement for 2 months, but if we were to look at it now, it would be very much a preliminary, so I don't know whether you want to do it or not.
I would say if you haven't sent it out yet, then let's do it at our next meeting.
Okay.
Okay. Is there any objection to the agenda as proposed? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. We're on to minutes approval. R. Paul Martin sent out minutes for the October 14th meeting a couple of days ago. Do I have a motion to approve them?
Hold on. Let me catch up here.
So moved.
R. Paul, let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Is there any discussion on these minutes or proposed amendments to them?
Talking about the 16th?
14th.
14th.
Michael, do you need time, or are you...
That's right. It's complicated. I have many different Yahoo identities, and the one that I'm currently in doesn't let me see the minutes, but that's all right.
I'm in the same boat. Okay. If there is no objection, is there any objection? Hearing no objection, those minutes are approved. We're on to the minutes from the October 16th meeting. What a productive week that was. Is there a motion to approve them?
So moved.
And is there any discussion or amendment to those minutes? Hearing no objection, those minutes are now approved as well. Mr. Secretary, do we have any other outstanding minutes?
Not that are typed up yet, no. I'm partway through the 23rd, and the others will follow.
Okay. Thank you for your hard work. And we're on to our next agenda item, which is budget follow-up. And this is going to follow mostly to Raul, because you have more information than most of the rest of us. I had heard without specific numbers that there was a significant shortfall in the Pacifica Radio Archive fundraising. Do you know details, and do you know what the plan is?
I do not know any details. I do have the numbers for the plan drive, but we are scheduled to discuss that on Thursday at that leadership meeting what the plans would be to augment the shortfall, how we could cover the shortfall. And that would be planned between the PRA, the national office, and the radio stations. And that
How many pledges did they collect?
Been a long time. let me just find it. You know what? I think we just discussed it on the management call, and I don't have the actual report here. They were going to send it to me. I don't think that it was ever sent to me after that meeting. So,
Well,
I can't quote a number. I think between $60,000 and $70,000. And they were trying to do $120,000 of that.
Their budget was $150,000.
Yeah. I think they went between $60,000 and $70,000. That one fundraising.
Oy. Okay.
Raul, could you say that again? It was, what was that?
Don't quote. I'm looking for the exact number here. I thought it was just mentioned in our meeting, and when I asked if there's a report, I don't think I got that report back. I have to check this. My note says $60,000 to $70,000.
Short or raised?
Raised.
Jeez.
Yeah. I was in the phone room at KPFK where we took most, I think, or all the calls for the whole network, and it was really, really slow.
And their goal was $150,000.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess since we don't have specifics, that what we should do is agendize this for our next meeting, which is 2 weeks from now. That's the Tuesday right before Christmas. Well, I guess we don't have to decide when we take it up, but at our next meeting, we should have a discussion about whatever plan management has come up with, particularly if it requires any board action, so that we can provide the board input.
Yes, this role. Yeah, that's in our agenda for Thursday. We have several items to discuss regarding that and what needs to be done in terms of the participation of the radio station. So we're very specific on what could be the reason for the shortfall. So we're going to address that, and then I could report on that in our next meeting.
Well, I think beyond the reason for the shortfall, there's also just a question of how to pay their bills, right?
Right. Well, they are able to pay the bills in the next month or two, but after that, there's going to be a crunch. And the problem is being compounded by the fact that the radio stations are having a hard time fulfilling the central services, not only for the archives, but also the national office. But that's, you know, compounding the problem there. So it's going to be a major item in our discussion on Thursday.
Okay. Does anyone else have discussion on this, or should we move on?
I have a question.
Go ahead, Barbara.
So your meeting on is Thursday in this week?
Yes.
And is this a weekly meeting that you have? How frequently does this group meet?
Every week.
Every week?
Yeah, every Thursday.
Okay. Yeah, and okay.
This coming Thursday specifically, we will dedicate the meeting to go over the shortfall on the last PRA fund drive.
Anyone else?
I did inquire to the KPFK Development Task Force if anybody was interested in trying to help on grant writing with the PRA. I haven't gotten any response yet, but I'll try again.
The problem seems to be most of the grants they get don't provide any operating funds. They just provide funds for paying contractors to preserve tapes.
Mm-hmm.
So those don't pay the bills. They just increase the amount of work they get done.
Well, maybe some of the grant can be found.
Anyone else? All right. The next one I put down was KPFK, and this is because after we approved KPFK's budget, another member of the National Board called the board's attention to the fact that the budget is built around an assumption that there will be 90% fulfillment from all fund drives, which is not, to my knowledge, a number that KPFK has gotten close to in the past. So I wanted to make sure we are assessing closely whether KPFK is on target to actually achieve that, because if fulfillment's shorter, as we all know, you can have a fund drive, declare mission accomplished when you meet your goal, and then not actually collect enough money to pay the bills you were counting on. So, Michael, what can you tell us?
Yeah. Well, the goal, I mean, we said at 89% over a four-month period. That was, there were different formulas, I think, using different stations' budgets. That's the one that they came up with. In the October, we got the October financials, and for the month of October, the collections from the October drive were actually above what was in the budget, but the other collections were below. So we had a follow-up meeting of our local finance committee with the interim general manager and interim business manager, and to see, you know, where things really stood based on that. And so we did not yet have the November financials, but we got the November MEMSIS support. And what that showed was that although the collections for October for the October Fund Drive were above what was projected, the collections in November from the October Fund Drive were below what was projected. And so that puts the whole budget in a very serious question. And
in other words, you got money faster, but not more money.
Right. We got money faster, but the total of the 2 months is probably a little bit less money than was less money than was projected, yes, overall for the 2 months. And
so do you all have a rough forecast of what fulfillment level that puts you on track to actually achieve?
Well, the best, looking at the MEMSIS, the best we've achieved over the course of the last couple of years was 83% from one of the drives. And, you know, some of them push up towards 80 as they go on. It's not clear if that's going to improve somewhat, because they have cut the some of the monthly pay. I know it's many people kind of put themselves on a monthly payout for the pledge, and so they cut that, I think, to 3 months or 4 months. But at this point, the management is looking at what kind of cuts will have to be made to live within a budget. You know, that's closer to what we're actually realizing. We're in the middle of a fund drive right now, as you're aware, and we're also we're doing this idea of a quiet drive for the other part of the month. I don't think much has come in before the fund drive started. So we're looking at probably no substantial payroll cuts, which Margie is coming out to L.A. Tomorrow for a previously scheduled discussion with the union about an issue they filed, apart from the back payments of pension. There's another issue about the pension or the profit-sharing piece of it that has to be resolved, but I think they're going to be talking further about, you know, the possibility of staffing cuts at KPFK to achieve the balanced budget and how to do that. So the IGM did discover this program in California that is essentially a subsidy from the Unemployment Insurance Fund for cuts in hours in lieu of layoffs. In other words, to prevent layoffs and allow people to keep their jobs, the unemployment insurance would actually pay people partially for hours they lose if they agree to cut in hours so that an enterprise can avoid layoffs. So they're looking at that, and they're looking at you know, possibility of voluntary layoffs and attrition and other things to bring that down. Is not a lot of other given that budget, and some of the things that were estimated have also been coming in higher, including the tower utilities and a couple of other things. So there have been cash flow problems. They had to tap some money that shouldn't, you know, was kind of set aside for other purposes to cover health insurance premiums, I think, that had to be paid, or they would have lost the health insurance. And in general, it's you know, going to require reductions in expenses. I think even if the fund are successful.
For our purposes, do you expect to be KPFK to be producing anything like a revised budget that would require committee vetting for board approval?
I think a revised budget is going to come out of these discussions with the union, yes, but I think that's going to take a little time. My suggestion to the management had been to set a dollar figure that would, for payroll and some other things, that would, you know, achieve a balanced budget given the money that's been coming in the fund drives. And
negotiate over the best way to hit that figure.
Yeah, but that hasn't been done yet, as far as I'm aware.
Okay. Anyone else on KPFK?
This is Raul.
Go ahead, Raul.
Yes, probably Michael. No, we are working on analyzing the fulfillment ratios on for KPFK, and I'm doing it for the for all the other radio stations. We're kind of examining. There's quite a little bit of discrepancy between the MEMSIS reports that we're getting on the fulfillment information versus what we are actually getting from our bank receipts. So what I've done is we did an analysis of that in comparison. For the whole year of 2014, fiscal year of 2014, it looks like there's about between $100,000 to $300,000 of discrepancy, depending on how we present the MEMS's report and the collections versus the collections itself. So I was about to send you a couple of analyses that we did for KPFK that shows that it could possibly be an 88% fulfillment, or it could be about but the reports are saying about 74% on some of the various reports that we get on a fund drive by fund drive basis. So, but the bank receipts are showing a little bit more collection than the actual fund drive totals. So,
would that mean the revenues not being logged in MEMSIS?
That's a possibility, and that's the initial prognosis. But we are going deeper into each of the documentation we get from Global Pay and Payment Solutions, because apparently at KPFK, there's not really a procedure, KPFK, there's not really a procedure just like the procedure that they have implemented at KPFA, where the business department and the development department are in constant communication with each other to record those receipts and compare it with the bank deposits. So they're doing that. At KPFK, there's not really a connection between the two departments at this point, during this time. I don't know in the past what has happened. But right now, I could, based on the conversation I had with the development membership director there, that apparently they don't really talk to each other in terms of the collection. So there's no reconciliation being done. So what we have done is we collected all the fund drive results as of a couple of weeks ago, and we got the total collections. For example, the amount collected was for the five fund drives in fiscal year 2014. The total of all fund drives was $2,834,000 collected, according to the MEMSIS report. But for our bank statement, we have a total of $3,342,000 of collection of receipts. Even if you put the other $100,000 miscellaneous, like the cars and all those things, grants and other donation, we still have about $200,000, difference between the MEMS report and our actual collections that we recognize in our financial statements. So there's always that issue with KPFK, because we're reporting a higher revenue recognition because it's based on cash receipts, but the MEMSIS report does not show or demonstrate that fulfillment, that those sort of collections. So what we did is that's just kind of the simplistic, the overall analysis, comparing the five fund drives collection reports from MEMSIS and then compare it with our total collection for the year. That's just kind of the superficial analysis. Then we go deeper into all the money that we receive in each month of the fiscal year and where the money is coming from, whether it's coming from the, 2012 fund drives or 2013 fund drives. There's still money coming from those fund drives that are being deposited or getting into the fiscal year 2014. So we did a more detailed analysis, and even with that analysis, there's also a kind of a higher amount that we see doing that. So with that, for fiscal year 2014, using all the collection for each of the fund drives prior to the end of fiscal year 2014, all each month during that fiscal year 2014, all the collections coming to that particular month, coming from previous fund drives, there's a total of $3,151,000. And then we compare it with that $3,284,000 in the bank. So we're still getting a little bit more money in the bank than the actual MEMSIS reports. So knowing that, and at the same time finding out that there's not really a reconciliation between the cash receipts being done at between the business manager bank account and the development department reports. So we need to go deeper into that and look on what the discrepancies are. So the good news is that we have more collection than the actual collection reports from MEMSIS. So it will be worse if the collections is higher than the bank, what we receive from the bank. So, but we just need to kind of sit down with the two departments and establish a procedure, just like the procedure they have at KPFA, where right. they have on a daily basis or a weekly basis, they compare their cash receipts, whatever they input on the MEMSIS is whatever they record into the general ledger and compared to the actual bank statement. So that's the ideal procedure.
Well, how far are we from getting, you know, regular, accurate financial statements from KPFK?
From KPFK? There's a lot of work that needs to be done. This was also expressed in some other committees. But one of the things that I have kind of provided, Margie, was a topic for discussion on how we're going to address getting the financial records at KPFK straightened out at this point.
Okay. Anyone else on KPFK?
Well, this is Michael Lewis of the SEC. A couple of years ago, I was on the, I guess it was not a committee officially, the PMB, it was a task force, the technology task force, and we drafted a survey that we wanted to submit to the business managers and membership directors of each of the stations on, you know, what they'd like to see about sort of interoperability of software, or are there packages that would incorporate both the membership and the financial records in a single piece of software. And I think it's still something that we should look at. I think it would assist, you know, developing donation campaigns and doing development, you know, with our own members and so on, and definitely solve some of the problems that Earl was talking about the you know, the need for reconciling all the figures.
Yes. I think that's exactly the ideal way, is to have a the MEMSIS system linked to our Great Plains system, whereby we record the actual receipts onto the Great Plains. I think at one point in the past that was being done, although it was manual, they were using the reports from MEMSIS as the source of the journal entries for the Great Plains system. But I think the last couple of years, because of the lack of support for the pledges receivable, the outstanding, because doing that will create pledges receivable. So mm-hmm. before, they record total pledges, and then they post all the receipts against that. So the difference would be pledges receivable that Pacifica used to recognize about 2-3 years ago. So in the 2012 audit, And I don't know what happened prior to that, but in the 2012 audit, we were not able to substantiate that pledge is receivable because the report does not show, does not reconcile with the MEMSIS pledge is receivable listing. So the auditors decided to use the cash basis of recognizing revenue from that point forward. And hopefully, I think that we have to reestablish the procedures to do that, and because it should reconcile, our record should reconcile with the MEMSIS system. So Michael is correct. I think that should be looked into in the future. And I think this is kind of like what we're doing here is the first step to kind of understand the flow of cash from the day it was pledged to the, you know, to when it's processed and what report was generated and what report was submitted to the membership department and if that report was submitted to the business department as well. So we know that KPFA is doing that, but KPFK is not doing that, and neither the WPFW nor BAI are doing that. KPFT is doing that as well because they reconcile their cash receipts versus the MEMSIS. So between all the stations, only two stations are actually maintaining that procedure, while the three others are not. So we need to kind of reestablish that procedure that somehow got disconnected in the last 2-3 years.
And Michael, back to the sack one more time.
Okay. Does anyone else want in before I call in Michael? Go ahead, Michael.
So we have scheduled we have another local finance committee scheduled for the Monday of next week, which will be during the day with the interim general manager and the interim business manager. We're hoping by then we will have the November financials, and hopefully they will give us a better picture of the current cash flow problem and situation. Maybe some of that will have been reconciled by then.
Okay.
Between the MEMSIS reports and the actual bank deposits.
Maybe we should just kind of go around to all the other stations in the national office on check-ins, since we don't have financial statements to review. Jim, when we last spoke about KPFT's fund drive shortfall, you said management would come up with a plan for making it up somehow. Has that plan taken form that you know of?
I don't think they've come up with anything to date. They're really looking at starting something in January.
Okay.
We normally have about a 10-day silent campaign right around Christmas, and that was started the first of the month. So we've done kind of an under-the-radar, just where programmers are requesting funding. And that started substantially earlier, but as far as any cuts that are going to be made, I think anything would start first of the year.
Okay. WPFW, anything to report, Marcus?
I don't think Marcus is here.
Oh, excuse me. That'll be a quick report then.
I can do a little brief something. This is Tony.
Sure, go ahead, Tony.
We're going to do a soft drive, which has started this week. But everything is pretty well financially. You know, we're doing a little savings with our interim general manager stepping down. So good so far.
New York.
Well, New York doesn't have a whole lot to report. We had the the fall fund drive, which came in about 84 grand short. Management then went to a, you can't call it a silent drive. We were pitching a particular premium where you would go and become a, in 3 days, you would become a licensed hypno-neurology, I don't know what it's called, something about hypnotize, learning how to hypnotize people. That was the premium that was, you know. And anyway, at some point in December, we're scheduled to have a 9-day on-air fundraiser. And I have not seen an announcement from management as of this afternoon about exactly what the dates on that are going to be. We're having some difficulty getting information at BAI from the general manager, so we're trying to reconcile that. We're trying to see when we can have a meeting that he'll attend, and so there is that. Probably a new business. We might have a discussion that is more overall about the funding of all of Pacific, I think. But anyway, for New York, that's about what I've got at this present time.
Okay. From KPFA.
Yes.
Report that, well, go ahead, Barbara.
Well, I don't know much except I did carry back the information from this committee to say if we come up short, we've got to start talking about Plan B. I informed the business manager, and I assume she informed the general manager that, you know, the finance committee's been talking like that. I didn't have any formal conversation, but I think I overheard the general manager saying something about the point at which there might have to be discussion with the union about cutting positions. But that's not imminent. That's just what was mentioned in talking about cash flow problems. And the other, although our finances seem pretty good for these first 2 months, we started with kind of a cash flow problem. And as some of you may remember, in looking at our budget for the coming year, we knew it's going to be another tight time around April. So we're aware of these. There hasn't been any specific plan so far.
All right. And
I don't know. Do you know anything? I don't know, Brian.
I had a brief conversation in the hall with KPFA's manager and business manager, and one of the major gifts they had been counting on in the fall is not materializing. Apparently the person they had been working with stopped responding to phone calls, which leaves us about 50,000 short to date on budgeted major donor income. And we haven't been notified of any bequests, so it doesn't mean there's any other money right around the corner. So that's a concern. That'll definitely impact the cash flow and the budget and the overall income.
I just did hear about a bequest that's in the works.
Have we received notification that it's on its way to us?
Yes, we've received, I don't know what stage it's in, but it's just under 50,000. And there was it's being divided among a number of organizations. We're one of them, so is Democracy Now.
So are we getting a piece of 50,000, or is 50,000?
No, we would be getting 47 something.
Oh, okay.
And the party communicating with our business manager said, if you send back this form right away, if everyone sends back these replies, I'll be distributing the checks very soon. And then if everyone didn't reply immediately, somehow it would then, I guess, take a little longer. I don't know. But anyway, it's something we had not known about previously. I don't know the major gift you're talking about specifically, but at least there's this one that we think might be coming.
Oh, well, that's a relief. Okay. And then obviously there's a lot riding on our December drive, which is now 12 days long. I never thought we would be outdoing New York on fun drive length, and which is off to a slow start, although fun drives can finish any number of ways. How about the national office, Raul?
Well, the national office is in good shape. We have good projections through the end of December. However, the central services are not coming in as we had planned it or scheduled it. We, you know, there's both KPFA and KPFK, which is our probably the largest sources of our central services, was not able, they were not able to pay half of November, and now we are in December, and I don't think there is enough money from each of these two stations to pay. BAI is also, as usual, falling behind, so it was, they just have enough money to pay for payroll, this coming, upcoming payroll, but they obviously did not pay November and now December. They paid October in November of central services. PFW, I think they have, they're in good shape. They're pretty much caught up. There's just 1 month of previous year's healthcare bill back, but the current central services are paid, fully paid through November. And so, having said that, we are, the cash flow subcarrier are coming in. We're putting a big push on getting the subcarrier income on schedule, as well as the affiliates program. Collections are pretty much on the spot. So with that, we're working and kind of scheduling our funds to last longer for the operating expenses. Just like, PFW, we continue to have savings from the lack of paying an executive director and a couple of other positions that we have not hired. So that's where what we're getting our funds, and we are able to schedule the money that are owed to a lot of vendors for the past due balances. Again, we are kind of struggling. If we do not get the funding from the station, central services, or at the very least the healthcare bill backs, we will probably run out of funds by January. So that's what we're working on. We're working with the stations, the big stations, to come up with at least half of their central services. And so we're just going to cover some of the, the shortfall with our savings and some of the refunds of, bank fees and 401k fees that the administrator is paying us from the 401k plan. So we're getting those little monies that are available to us that we have not really tapped, and that's how we are managing right now.
Well, I know you're still consumed with, two audits now.
Right.
how long do you think until we can start generating consolidated financial statements again? So we can track our progress with more detail.
Well, we could probably start generating the 2014 financials once the income statement, P&L. The balance sheet is not going to be done until we roll over the 2013 balances, and that's, you know, still being worked on. But the P&L itself, again, we are able to generate them, except that the financial records at the in Los Angeles, BAI and PFW are not current and not in good condition.
How far behind are they?
Well, BAI and PFW, we have the information, but we only have the disbursement information, but there's no other accrual or anything like that that's done for those two stations. But for KPFK, the disbursements records are not in order yet. We're rectifying that. So that's why when Michael Novick was talking about financials for KPFK, they were actually doing it manually and not really relying on the Great Plains system. They're actually compiling the checks that were written during each month and adding them up manually. That's how they're doing it, because the records itself in from Great Plains that the national office generate the financial statements from were not complete. So we try to rectify it, but it needs to go into the detail of each of the individual payments. Whatever the entire payments for 2014, we need to actually correct each one of them. I think they're already starting. They already started to correct it, but it's just not caught up yet. So I would say once, like I said, our focus right now is to get the audit schedules done, the documentation, the remaining documentation for the audit done, hopefully by the middle of this month, so the auditors can restart their field work. And I just spoke to the auditors, and obviously they're also looking into some kind of payment, at least partial payments. They have billed a $70,000, so they're expecting to get, you know, at least half of that. We have made installments in the last 2-3 months, partial payments, but they wanted to get some more payments before they could restart the audit. And that's what we're trying to manage. Once we get to the central services, we'll be able to pay them at least half of that so that they continue the audit. But again, we still have some minor remaining audit items that needs to be completed, and that's primarily coming from BAI and PFW.
Michael, over to the stack.
I've got Michael. Anyone else?
R. Paul.
Michael and R. Paul. Anyone else? Go ahead, Michael.
Okay, I'm going to take us back to the KPFK situation for a second, because I looked at what role you forwarded us.
Yes.
And I don't understand it at all. We got at KPFK. We got a Memphis statement in October. At the end of October, at the beginning of November, before October, we got the Memphis statement from Terry Guy, and it shows 60, 2.34% collection for the October fund drive in October, $472,000. The one you just sent us shows 50-something percent and 300-something thousand. So there are two different Memphis documents.
Yes, that 52%. This analysis, I did this maybe 3 weeks ago when I started compiling this. These figures, but this came from the MEMSIS report that was forwarded. Actually, this part of the these figures came from Terry Guy.
Yeah, I'm saying that he sent us different figures than he sent you. I don't know why, but the figures that Terry Guy sent to the LSB shows a 62.34% collection in October from October, $472,121. So I don't know why he sent you the figures that show 50-something percent, but he definitely sent the LSB and the general manager a document showing $472,121 collected in October from the October fund drive. So something's got to get cleared up about this, because if you're showing more than that, yes, there's no question that the...
Now, it looks to me like these figures for October 2014 was October 26 collections. So your number would have been updated.
Okay.
But my analysis only covers through September. The collection is what I'm doing for September, for the fiscal year.
Okay. All right, well, check with him then about October, because he definitely gave us a figure much higher than he gave you.
Right. I think his October figures here is as of October 26. If you look at on top of that green part of the schedule there.
There's too many things open here at the same time. Hang on a second. Yeah.
It says 10-1 to 10-26.
Yes, I'm looking at one that he sent. I'll say this again. I have one that he sent the LSB, and on top it says 10-1 through 10-26, and it is showing $472,121 collected in October from October. That's different from the one that you sent us. I don't know why. I'm just giving you a heads up.
Right.
Check with him again.
Yeah, this number came from him. I did not change any of these numbers.
No, I'm not saying you changed. I'm saying for some reason what he sent you is different from what he sent the LSB.
Yeah, it could be that he did not change the label. Oh, wait a minute. It says, that's the fund drive date, the 10-1 to 10-26. But this is the collection through... through November 12 when he sent it to me. November 12. He sent me this report. So this report came from prior to November 12. He generated this figure for me prior to November 12. So if you got the number last week, then it could have been... updated.
No, this was, last week was December. I'm not talking about the December one. I'm talking about the 27th of November for October.
Yeah, the October fund drive, the collection, is for a period up to the day that he submitted these numbers to me. So what the figure you're looking at could have been a much recent number, the total collections to date through that particular date that you got that number. So this report was given to me prior to November 12. So between November 12 and to the day that you received that latest report.
No, report I'm talking about.
The report he has is cash receipts attributed to that fund drive,
right,
and the receipts through October 31st only.
Correct.
Yes.
And you have figures through October 31st that are the same. They should be that are not the same. They should be the same whether they're generated on November 12th or whether they're generated yesterday.
Right. It's going to be different.
Well, all I'm saying is clear it up with him, because we actually collected quite a bit more in October than is on the one that you just sent the PNB. And so check back with Terry or whatever. But in October, for October, we had almost a 63% return, which is why when we looked at that, we thought we were doing pretty well. But the November showed much less in November from the October drive than was projected. I'm not talking about that. I meant just the October.
I see. Okay. Okay. I don't know.
I'm not faulting you. I'm just saying that, you know, we have to get, everybody has to have the same information.
Right. That's why I'm saying that this report is as of whenever he gave me this report.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily the same time that you got the report.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if it is for October, if he generated his report of October 28, it only covers collections.
Right.
Six,
sure.
Then you will not have the complete October. But the one I'm doing the analysis for is for the fiscal year 2014 collections.
Yeah.
And I put together month by month whatever collections that we're getting that particular month, where it's coming from, which fund drive that it's coming from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's how we put that together. So we know exactly how much we should be getting each month from whatever fund drive it's coming from. So each month there at the column AJ, that's the total collection, the monthly revenue should be. And the total of that for the fiscal year, for the 12 months comprising the fiscal year 2014, is $3,151,154. And I'm saying, based on that, the total collections based on the bank statements that we compiled, the total collection, and it's in the other spreadsheet that I also...
Yeah, yeah. So I had a question about that, too. You're saying that you have the total of all fund drives.
Right.
And then... So the collected figures are what's reported in MEMSIS, and then the red on the bottom is the bank statements.
Right.
So you're saying MEMSIS showed about 75%, you're showing about an 88%.
Correct.
Like practically $500,000 discrepancy. That's a big discrepancy.
Exactly.
Yes.
And again, that's a total bank statement receipts. And then if we put together, there's miscellaneous receipts that are not reflected in the MEMSIS system, that are not posted in the MEMSIS system, which is actually in one of those Excel spreadsheets, non-fund drive income.
Right.
And there's a total of $232,000 in there. So... on that collection report, under other income from sheet 2, $105,000 for that fiscal year are not reflected in the MEMSIS system. So even if you take that out, it's going to be more.
So, mm-hmm.